everybody, and thank you for joining me for this segment of Morning Coffee with Mel. So today I am going to be just reading you a few recipes, but these are not just ordinary recipes. These are from the Wise Encyclopedia of Cookery. Now, this book was published in 1949. And let me tell you, there are some great recipes in here, but there are also some recipes that are weird. I mean, really strange. So the strange ones are the ones really that I want to go over with you. Now, some of these I would definitely try. Some of these I wouldn't even want to see. They just would not be appealing at all. So let's start off with Apple Hedgehog, it's called. And by the way, if any of you have heard of these ingredients or of these recipes, of course, they go way back, I'm sure. Please call and let me know. Either you can text me or you can call and leave a voicemail, whatever you prefer. And the phone number for that is 865-383-8347. So let's get started. The first one is called Apple Hedgehog, and it has apples, cream or custard, and 3/4 pound of sugar. So that really doesn't sound bad. It's just something I've never heard of. It's an odd name. If any of you have heard of it, like I said, I'd love to hear from you. This other one is called Apple Pan Dowdy, and it's got apples, brown sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, salt, butter, water, and a biscuit dough. Now this one, if you guys have heard of it, I would really like to know. It's called Apple Pickles. I would definitely try this. Don't know if I'd like it or not, but it has apples, brown sugar, vinegar, water, cinnamon, and cloves. Also, by the way, if you guys want the recipes for any of these that I'm calling out, please text me or call me. I'll be happy to email them to you if you give me your email address. Now let's move on here. I've got some pages that are just marked to go over. The next one is Apple Snow. That one has apples, white of an egg, and 6 tablespoons of powdered sugar. Let's see what else we've got here. Haven't gotten to any of the really strange ones yet. We're going to get there, though. Okay, so this one is apricot bread pudding. Now, I personally don't care for bread pudding. My husband loves it. But I've not heard of apricot bread pudding. Don't know, like I said, if you guys have, please let me know. That one has breadcrumbs, milk, butter, sugar, and apricots, of course, lemon juice, lemon rind, salt, 2 eggs well beaten, and more apricots, and grated coconut. Let's see what else we've got. There's also apricot candy, which I would try that too. Let's see what is next in our little tabs that I've got marked off here. Okay, so this is something called Bordelaise sauce, if I'm pronouncing that right. It's Bordelaise sauce. So for that one, you need streaky salt pork or mild bacon, carrots, onions, thyme, bay leaf, white wine, whole shallots, whole peppercorns, cayenne pepper, garlic, and espagnole sauce, if I pronounce that one right. That one's espagnole. Don't know, I have no clue what that is. So these are starting to get a little bit interesting here as far as what the recipes are. And I really, really, truly would be interested to know if you guys have heard of these. Maybe your grandmother used to make something like this, or you've heard of it because of your grandmother. She's talked about it. However you've heard of it, please let me know. Now, the other thing this encyclopedia has is etiquette. Also tips when making recipes. And one of the things it says is for a perfect loaf of bread, you need to take it immediately out of the pan when it bakes and turn it on its side to cool. I have never heard of that. I've never done that. I've made plenty of bread from scratch, but I've never laid it on its side. I guess maybe I would have to give it a try to see if that's good. I have no clue. And then they have something that's Indian bread, which is called chapati. And it basically just has whole wheat flour, water, and salt. To me, you would need some yeast to make it rise, but maybe it's not a bread that's supposed to rise. I have no idea, but another one I've not heard of. Now, this I found funny. This one has, and I know you can't see it, but there's a picture of a pie. It's a cherry pie. It doesn't have a bottom crust. It doesn't appear to have a bottom crust, but the top crust is, it leaves a rim of the cherry pie filling. So the crust is mainly just a giant circle in the center. And then there's a cutout of cherries, three cherries, and it looks like they did dot to dot for the stems and the leaves. So it's kind of cute. But it says, "Who can bake a cherry pie? Almost anyone can turn out pies as attractive as these by following the recipes given." So it's funny to me that it says almost anyone, because in my opinion, anybody can cook or bake. Anyone, if you really want to do it. Now, of course, if you don't like to cook or bake, you may not be any good at it because you're not going to put your heart into it. I'm someone who has a passion, a true passion for cooking and baking. So I definitely put my heart into what I make. And I'm a really good cook, I have to say. I don't pride myself on a whole lot, but cooking and baking, I definitely have down pat. Let's see. Let's move on here. So this one is this one is interesting. This is called chicken pudding. I might try it, but it just doesn't. I don't think it's something I would like. It's got, of course, chicken. It's got onion, cloves, whole peppercorns, parsley, bay leaf, celery top, the sprigs of the top of the celery, which is the green leafy part, butter, flour, salt, scalded milk, eggs, and ground nutmeg. I just don't think this is something that I would like because it looks like you actually cream it into, well, a pudding. And I just, that just doesn't sound good to me. So I may take a bite of it just to try it, but I really don't think that I would care for that. And let's see what I've got marked next here. This one was odd too. It's called cornmeal fruit gems. That's got cornmeal, white flour, baking powder, sugar, melted butter, salt, milk, raisins or currants, two eggs, and flour. So that one's a little odd to me as well. And it looks like with the directions, you mix and sift the dry ingredients, add the milk, and then you beat the eggs really well, and you add that and the melted butter. You dredge the raisins in the tablespoon of flour and add to the rest of the ingredients, and you stir well. And then you bake all of them, I guess, in the oven for 400, it says 400 to 425 degrees. Which is odd to me because every recipe I've ever read will give you an exact temperature, but this says 400 to 425, and I'm guessing because back in the day, the ovens weren't as exact as they are now, so I guess you kind of had to go in between. Let's see what else we've got here as far as some odd recipes. Go to the next one. This one is... I would probably try this. The name caught me off guard, but it's not what the name sounds like. It's called cranberry ketchup. To me, this is like a relish. It has cranberries, onions, water, sugar, vinegar, cloves, cinnamon, pepper, allspice, and salt. I would probably like that on like a turkey sandwich and maybe even with some dressing on it. I think it would be good. There's a place called Earl of Sandwich. I'm sure many of you have heard of it. It's actually, they may even have more than one of them. But the one I know of is in Orlando, Florida. near Disney. It's in what I call the Disney Village. I know it's called something else now, but I call it Disney Village. It's where all the shops are, and you can, you know, shop around for probably anything you want to find that's Disney. But there's a place in there called Earl of Sandwich, and around the holidays, they have a turkey sandwich that is really like a turkey dinner sandwich. It's got turkey, it's got dressing, it's got cranberry sauce, but it is so good. It really, really is good. So I think I would probably like this cranberry ketchup on a sandwich like that. So let's see. Here's another one that's kind of like a cranberry sauce to me. It's cranberry relish with citrus fruits. So this is kind of like what I make when I make from scratch the cranberry sauce. This has cranberries, orange, lemon, lime, and sugar. So that is kind of like what I would make when I make a cranberry sauce from scratch. Now, this one that I'm going to read to you is definitely, definitely one I would not try. I don't even think I would want to see it. So imagine your son or daughter says, I've met this really special person and I want to bring them for dinner. Can you make something really special? Sure, no problem. So they come over for dinner, you're all at the table, and you bring out this dish, and everybody says, oh, what is that? And you say, it is casserole of eels. I think probably that special person would get up and leave. At least if I were the special person, I would. I just can't imagine casserole of eels. It's not anything that I think you can even find in a restaurant, unless you're maybe in another country. I don't know. But that's got eel, salt, flour, and pepper, butter, onions, thyme, bay leaf, marjoram, sweet basil, white wine, water, and button mushrooms. But I just don't think that's something I could stomach. I really and truly don't. But just imagine that you're at home and you decide to make something like that. And the funny thing is I've always said I would love to go back in time to the 40s or the 50s or even further back. But if they have dishes like this, I would probably lose a lot of weight if I went back in time, because I don't think I could stomach it. I really don't. But like I said, there are a plenty of good recipes in here that I'm sure I'll try. But there are plenty that are very strange. And now next we have a variety of boiled frostings. I have not heard of boiling frosting. Usually I make a creamed frosting where, you know, just in the mixer. I've never cooked a frosting. So that to me is very odd, but maybe that was very commonplace back in the day, because there's quite a few recipes for different flavors, different types. Let's see. And then here's one. It's sour cream fudge. That's interesting. I may just try it, but again, I just don't know that this was something it would be something I would like. It's got brown sugar, salt, sour cream, vanilla, and then a half a cup of nuts. You know, like I said, I would try it, but I just don't think it would be something that I would care for. Now, here is another one. I personally love deer meat. I haven't had it in a ton of ways. I've had it on pizza and ground. Haven't had a deer roast of any kind or a deer steak. I'm sure it would be delicious. But this is civet, I guess it is. It's C-I-V-E-T, civet of deer. So it has deer, but then it has the deer liver, salt pork, and then it has rabbit blood, brandy, olive oil, red wine, parsley, green celery, two bay leaves, cloves of garlic, thyme, flour, and white onions, and then mushrooms. You kind of were okay with the deer meat, but when you started getting into the liver and then rabbit blood, that's where you lost me. I just don't think it's something I'd want to try. Let's see what else we've got here. We've got grape pickles. I think I would try grape pickles just to see what they were like. That's got grape, sugar, vinegar, ground cloves, and ground cinnamon. A lot of what would go into making a regular pickle, but it's great pickles. So I think those would be interesting to try, really. And let's see what we've got next here. So here we have grapefruit shortcake. I'm not a huge fan of shortcake anyway, but grapefruit shortcake. I love grapefruit, but again, I just don't find this appealing. Maybe many people did, and that's why they had it. But it's got flour, baking, the usual cake mixings you would have. Flour, baking powder, salt, shortening, milk. 3 grapefruit go into this. It says small grapefruit. Butter, salt, vanilla, and then maraschino cherries. But I might try a bite just to say I tried it, but I just don't know that I would like that. Just grapefruit and cake, just to me, are not a combination. And now we have, when I make a baked ham, I usually will make mine with pineapple rings and then the cherries and the cloves, and it looks really pretty in a glaze. But this baked ham they make with apple rings. I would definitely try that. I think it would probably be a different taste, of course, than the pineapple. May not be as sweet, but I think it would be good. It's, of course, got the ham, sugar, breadcrumbs, pineapple juice it has, and then sautéed apple rings. So that sounds interesting. I would definitely give that one a try to see what it's like. And then let's see. We have next... Let's see. A ham and spinach souffle. I would probably try that. It's got white bread, 4 slices, milk, onion, spinach, of course, ground cooked ham, egg, and salt and pepper. It almost sounds like it's a quiche, which could be a quiche. They just call it a souffle. But that sounds pretty good. I think I would probably try that. Now, this sounds really different. Hamburgers with broiled bananas. Now, I love plantains when they're fried and they're sweet. I love them. They're delicious. I could just sit and eat a pile of them. But this is with broiled bananas, which I don't know that I've ever had a cooked banana, ever. I love bananas. I really do. I just don't know that I've ever had one cooked. But this has round steak, onion juice, salt, black pepper, a blade of sage, a blade of thyme, and 3 large bananas. And again, it's just very odd to me to find a banana cooked with a hamburger, or with any kind of beef, or really anything but raw, I guess. I've just not had any cooked banana. So let's see. Next, most of you have probably heard of this. I don't know that all of you have had it. I don't want anything to do with it. The next one is head cheese. So it's a calf's head or a pig's head, it says, can be used. Water, wine, onion, cloves, and then it says a bouquet of garni. I had to look that up. A bouquet of garni is basically... it's seasonings. It doesn't specify the seasonings, and most recipes that I use will tell you what seasonings, but it says a bouquet of garni, so I guess whatever seasonings you want or spices you want. And then it has peppercorns, cayenne pepper, nutmeg, and sage. And again, this one I don't want anything to do with. I just don't think I would care for that. Now let's see. Next we have a burned sugar cake. Another one that sounded very odd to me. It has the normal cake ingredients, sugar. Of course, it has boiling water, which is never made a cake with boiling water. Cake flour. And then it says soda according to altitude, which is baking soda. I've just never seen it according to altitude. Now, I know when you buy cake mixes, I normally don't buy cake mixes. I like to make from scratch. Cake mixes a lot of times will say if you're at a certain altitude, you need to cook it or bake it for different times. And I think maybe even different temperatures. I'm not 100% positive about that. So this says soda according to altitude, and I'm sure that's what that means. And then there is a chart that tells you, it goes by how much baking soda you're using and your altitude. So you look at that, and it's also, there's a, also a chart for baking powder, because in this, recipe, it says baking powder according to altitude. Now that one I haven't seen. Baking soda, I think I have, or at least on the cake mix. I've seen different altitudes for different times and such. And then it's got shortening, sugar, water, eggs, and vanilla. But it's just odd to me that it's a burnt sugar cake. So I'm looking at the directions here to see how it becomes a burnt. Maybe they just called it burnt sugar cake because it's very sugary. Let's see what it says. I guess what it is you make a burnt sugar topping, because it says top with a burnt sugar topping, which I guess I'm trying to see how you do that. Let's see. Dissolve well, cream shortening, egg yolks, mix well, flour. No, I don't think it gives ingredients or gives the directions for the burnt sugar topping. I have no idea how to make that when it's not here. Now, there's one that's called a Colorado birthday cake. And again, not heard of this one, but it's got the usual cake flour, baking powder, sugar, salt, shortening, milk, egg whites, and vanilla. So to me, that's a vanilla cake, and I'm not sure where they get the name Colorado from. Let's see. Now, it's interesting to me that this book has a whole section on the history of ice. It talks about how far back they know ice goes to, how it was used. And I won't go into all the details of that, but this is just a very, very interesting book to look at as far as etiquette and histories. It gives histories of many things in here. So let's look at the next. The next recipe is called jugged hare. And that, of course, hare is rabbit. So you, it has rabbit, then the blood or liver of the rabbit, salt and pepper, flour, fresh pork, additional flour, clove of garlic, bouquet garni, there it is again, so I guess just a bunch of spices, white onions, white wine, beef stock, new potatoes, and tomatoes. The rabbit I might try, but when you go putting blood or the liver of it in there, I don't think that's something I want to have anything to do with. So let's see what else we can find here. Let's see here. So this is funny too. It talks about milk and how milk can be used as a food. I guess maybe back in the day there were farmers. I'm sure there were farmers, but maybe they didn't have the meats or they didn't have the vegetables if they had a bad crop or whatnot. But they always had milk because, of course, they probably always had cows. So this whole section, again, I won't go into detail, but it talks about how milk can be used as a food that has good nutrients in it. It's got good protein in it. So I guess, and I don't know, I'd have to ask somebody if back then, if a lot of times people just drank milk. Maybe, like I said, they didn't have anything else. But it's interesting that they have a whole section about that, how milk can be used as a food. Now here's another one that is called Mirinton. It's a French beef stew. So you have stewing meat, you have beef stock, butter, flour, red wine, pepper, bay leaf, cloves, onions, and mushrooms. Now that one actually sounds good. The name, again, threw me off. A few of these, the name threw me off, but I would definitely try that. And let's see here what else we have in our cauldron book. So here's a rum omelet. I'm sure all of you have had omelets if you like eggs, but a rum omelet I've definitely not heard of. So it has eggs, salt, powdered sugar, ice water, butter, and then rum. It's just very odd to me that it has rum in it. And I won't read the whole recipe, but it's just odd to me that an omelet would have rum. Not heard of that at all. Now, let's see. I've heard of split pea soup, which is, of course, like cream of pea soup. This is cream of pea pod soup. And that one you use, of course, pea pods, but it does say shelled. Maybe back in this time, you didn't really buy peas that were out of the shells in the store. Maybe you, but it was just off your farm, I guess, the pea pods. So you shell the pea pods, and then you have water. Shredded lettuce is in this, a cup. Onions, milk, bay leaf, sprigs of parsley, salt and pepper, nutmeg, egg yolks, butter, and flour. So it's interesting to me that this cream of pea soup has lettuce in it, shredded lettuce. That would be interesting. I would definitely try it. I might like that. I'm not sure. It just depends, I guess, on how that lettuce affects it. That would be very different for sure. Let's see what other ones we have. India relish. So that's water. It's diced watermelon rind, cold water, salt, sweet red peppers, small hard white cabbages, Bermuda onions, salt, brown sugar, vinegar, curry powder, celery seeds, white mustard seeds, paprika, mace, cinnamon, and salt. I would probably try that. Going by the ingredients, it would be interesting. And again, I don't know that I would like it, but I would try it for sure. Let's see what else we've got here. We have, pineapple cheese. That sounded very odd to me as well. So that has lard, cooked rice, crushed pineapple, raisins, breadcrumbs, salt, pepper, and paprika. Now, lard is something I'm a firm believer of using. Lard is one of the most natural forms of an animal fat that you can use. If you buy vegetable oils or Crisco or any of that sort of stuff in the store, and you look at the ingredients, you're going to see a lot of processed ingredients there, a lot of artificial ingredients. Whereas if you buy lard, it's purely the fat. That's it. It's purely the fat. And I think it gives food a very good flavor. I think it fries food very well. I think it is good in biscuits. When you're making your biscuits, it makes a good, I don't know what the word is. It makes them fluffy. It really does. I guess maybe a leavening agent. Now here's another interesting one. This one is pig's knuckles. So again, imagine you're having a dinner party or something and you put the dish on the table and everybody looks at it and says, "What is that?" And you say, "It's pig's knuckles. It's the best stuff." I just can't imagine. I love pickled pig's feet. I love pork. I just don't know that I could get down with the pig's knuckles. That's very different, definitely. And they also have fried pig's knuckles. Again, something very, very different. I might try it. I just don't know if I would try it. And then they have something called Indian pudding. Indian pudding is milk, yellow cornmeal, salt, butter, egg, ground ginger, sugar, and molasses. That's very different as well. I may take a bite of it, but something tells me I probably would not like it. But again, I'm up for trying almost anything. And here is boned rib roast of reindeer. Now, reindeer, I guess, is caribou. I don't know that it would taste different than deer. It probably, if it does, it's going to be a slight difference, I would guess. But this has salt pork, celery, onion, parsley, apples, sugar, breadcrumbs, salt, pepper, and 7 or 8 pounds of rib of reindeer, boned. I would probably try that. It sounds like it would. It may be actually really good. Let's see here. Oh, and have you heard of skate? Skate is actually stingray. It's the fins, I guess you would call, of the stingray. One of the recipes they have with skate is baked skate with Swiss cheese. And that's got fins, 2 skate fins, lemon juice, salt and pepper, milk, clove, bouquet of garnet, there it is, a teaspoon of minced shallot or onion, thin sliced garlic, grated Swiss, cream sauce, and 2 tablespoons of butter. I would probably try that just to see, just to see what it tastes like. If I'm not mistaken, there are some restaurants that when they serve you scallops, I think that's what it is. I'm trying to remember if it's the fin of the stingray or if it's shark. I can't remember, but they say you can't tell the difference in the taste of the scallop or the substitute, which, like I said, it's either going to be this skate or it's going to be shark. They also have broiled skate with black butter. Black butter would be interesting. The ingredients just have butter, so somehow I guess you blacken the butter. And let's see here. Oh, squirrel. We can't forget about the squirrel now. We have casserole of squirrel, and that has squirrel, flour, wild rice, green peppers, diced celery, tart apple, and boiling water. I've never had squirrel. I probably would try squirrel to see what it's like. I've had frog's legs, which I don't like. Frog's legs to me have a fishy taste, and I don't care for that. I thought I would really like them, but I really don't. And let's see, I've tried alligator. I didn't care for alligator either, and I've had it a few different times because the first time I had it, somebody said, oh, you need to have it, you know, cooked differently, or you need to have it cooked somewhere else that does this all the time. And I went actually to, in Florida, I'm from Florida, so this is why things in Florida are so familiar, but it's the alligator land. I think it's called Alligator Land. Anyway, of course, they farm alligators there. They have entertainment there with alligators. They have where you can see alligators everywhere, but they also serve alligator. So if anybody would know how to cook it, I would think it would be Gatorland for sure. And I didn't care for it. Definitely didn't care for it. This is something called Stafford sauce. That's got whipped cream. That sounds good, right? It has apple. That sounds good, right? Then it has horseradish. First of all, I don't like horseradish, period. But to put horseradish with something sweet, I definitely wouldn't like that. And it also has cayenne pepper in it. So to me, that just is, first of all, it's very odd, and I just don't think it would taste good. Let's see. Then we have turnip custard. Now, don't get me wrong. I love turnips. I love turnip greens. I can sit and eat a raw turnip with a little salt on it. I love turnips, but this is turnip custard. It's got eggs, of course, turnip, milk, salt, pepper, nutmeg, a teaspoon of onion, parsley, green pepper, and butter or margarine, and you make it into a custard. And I just don't think I'd care for that. Even no matter how much I love turnip, I just don't think I would like that. Now, here's another one that I love veal. I don't know how many of you out there like veal. I happen to love veal, but this is a veal mousse. And again, to me, mousse should be a dessert. I just don't think a meat should be turned into a mousse. I'm sorry. Yeah, a mousse. It just doesn't sound right to me. This has veal and veal knuckle bone, onion, carrot, parsley, bay leaf, peppercorns, salt, cold water, gelatin, egg yolks, salt, a dash of cayenne, and whipped evaporated milk. So it's almost like they're trying to turn it into a dessert, but once you have veal in there, I just don't see how that could be a dessert. So I don't think I would be trying that one. There's many, many, many more recipes in here, but for now, I think that that's probably all I'm going to go over. But talking about cooking, again, lard is something that I keep on hand. I'm a firm believer in lard. If you guys out there have never tried it and just think, oh, you know, it's the fat from a pig, well, you should try it. I'm telling you, it's great for baking. It's great for frying. Any kind of cooking, I think lard is wonderful for. And also from scratch, many of you out there, at least, you know, when I look on Facebook and people get some sort of new kitchen gadget, like the big thing right now, which I have, is a Ninja. It's an air fryer, but it's also a steamer. It's a broiler. It does 50 million things, but people get these things and they're just scared to death to use them. But you'd have to jump in there and just try. It's kind of like, you know, falling off the horse and getting back up on, I guess, that old saying. Everybody, I mean, I've been cooking for years and years. I've been cooking and baking. And believe me, I've messed up more times than I care to count. But I have such a passion for it. I just kept going and kept going and kept going until my dishes were turning out wonderful. And again, even today, I make mistakes. As a matter of fact, just the other day for Thanksgiving, I made a macaroni and cheese from scratch. I was in such a hurry. I forgot to put the egg in it. And I forgot to put, it actually called for a tablespoon of sweetened condensed milk. Totally forgot to put that in it too. So the best chefs and cooks make mistakes. It happens. The macaroni and cheese turned out wonderful anyway, but it was my first time making that particular recipe. So I wish I had not forgotten those ingredients, and I'm sure I'll make it again. And I won't forget the ingredients. So we'll see what the comparison is, I guess. But the point is, everybody makes not only mistakes, but especially cooking mistakes, baking mistakes. You just have to keep going, and you'll get it right. And again, you have to want to do it like anything else. If you don't like cooking, you don't want anything to do with cooking. There's many people like that. There's no right or wrong to it. It's just a preference thing. And I just happen to love it. So if cooking is something you really want to do and you're just kind of afraid to try things, don't be afraid to try it. Just jump in and do it. You make a mistake, you keep going. I learned the majority of my cooking from my great aunt in West Virginia. I miss her all the time. Every time I cook, I think of her. But it was a true Southern cook, and she never measured anything. So I wanted to learn to cook her biscuits and gravy, amongst other things, but I just loved her biscuits and gravy. I loved everything, but that's one of my favorite dishes for breakfast, is biscuits and gravy. So I would stand in the kitchen with her, in her kitchen in West Virginia, and watch and watch and watch. And I'd go home, try to make it. It was horrible. So I'd go visit her again, and I'd watch and I'd watch and I'd watch, go home and make them. They turn out horrible, but the more I practiced, the more perfection it became. And now I make really good biscuits and gravy, definitely. But just keep trying. That's my best advice, is to keep trying. So I guess that's the end of this segment of Morning Coffee with Mel. And again, I appreciate so much you guys coming, or you guys listening, sorry, not coming, but listening. And I hope you keep listening. And this weekend, or not this weekend, but the weekend of the 9th of January, we are going to have a podcast that's going to be in Pigeon Forge, and it is, or I'm sorry, Gatlinburg, and it's Davy Crockett's Breakfast Camp. And that one is actually going to be a video podcast. So I hope you guys catch that too. And I hope you join my Facebook page. And that is, of course, Morning Coffee with Mel. So find me there as well. And you can see all my podcasts, the ones that are videos. And if you have Spotify or Apple, or you listen to Apple Podcasts, you can be able to catch these audio podcasts on there as well. So again, I thank you for joining me, and I hope you join me next time. But bye for now.